A dusty clock on the wall ticked. It was just before midnight. Dangling from a twisted cord, one light bulb cast a misshapen circle of light around a red-haired man sitting at a wooden table. Stuffed furniture draped in sheets and a large chandelier strung with cobwebs added to the general gloom of the room. The man hunched over a bowl of steaming, pale yellow soup. A black-haired woman stood motionless by the window, looking down the full length of the street. Her gaze paused at a leafless elm tree shrouded in cankerworm webs. Moonlight grazed her face, a face with dark eyes, high cheekbones, and parchment skin. Then clouds cloaked the moon, and her face was cast into shadow. The man bent his head and took a sip of the soup. The woman turned away from the window and sat down at the table. She watched the man silently, while her fingers fidgeted with the corner of a newspaper on the table. Finally, she pushed the paper towards him. The man thrust the newspaper away, and the sound of ripping paper slashed the room's silence. The picture of a woman on the front page, a woman with white, fluffy hair and thick glasses, was torn in half.
"The boy is not interested," the man said, and he bent his head to take another spoonful of soup.
He swallowed and cleared his throat.
"We had not counted on the black medallion protecting its owner so."
"Forget about the boy," said the woman in a hoarse voice. "You are foolish if you think they won't find you. It's not safe here."
Ignoring the rip in the paper, she pointed to the headlines.
"Look what they're saying in the Daily Magazine.
Brimstone Snake's Long Lost Portal. Snake in the Grass Captured."
"Snake in the Grass? Now who could that be?"
said the man, sounding pleased. He put his spoon down and squinted at the front page in the dim light. He read aloud,
"Two children discovered the Brimstone Snake's Monument is a long-lost gate to the Caves of Narcissus, and the mystery of who has been behind the murder of the Snakes of Narcissus drew to a close last night. Authorities have also at long last apprehended the notorious rogue known as the Snake in the Grass."
"Notorious," said the man. "How flattering. Won't they be suspicious about the glass vial you are carrying and that dead bee in the film canister?" asked the woman.
"A harmless little bee. And the vial was empty anyway," said the man, waving his hand dismissively as he laughed at his own pun. "We are only helping others do what they wish. What greater good is there? Dreams make us human. Without dreams, we would be nothing. Together, we can help others achieve their dreams. So simple, isn't it? You'll join us this time, won't you?"
The woman did not reply, but her eyes glittered. The man smiled and blew her a kiss. He flicked to the end of the article.
"Tight security around the Brimstone Snakes and the Narcissus Caves will continue to be enforced. According to one government source who spoke on condition of anonymity, the firecatchers suspect Rufus Cruikshank may be one link."
Here, the man stopped, his voice quivering, either from fear or excitement or both. The woman stiffened.
"Well?"
"The firecatchers suspect Rufus Cruikshank may be one link in an organization known as the Serpent's Chain."
"Yes."
The woman took a deep breath and laughed.
"The Serpent's Chain has returned," she said.
The man held up the bowl of soup.
"Here's to our health. Cheers, sweet love."
He brought the bowl to his lips and slurped the last of the soup, which was now stone cold.